This episode is brought to you by our special Patreon producer, Rustin Henry. And you too can become a Patreon producer by going to patreon.com and finding us at Mortalverse Audio Dramas. There you'll also get exclusive production updates, early access to episodes, and shout-outs on the show. Now, on to the episode.
In the blink of an eye, everyone had bolted into the jungle in opposite directions. Harley rode atop Grodd's back like he was an oversized horse. Frost and Croc made a run for it. Dinah and I stuck together. Everyone made a mad dash into the forest. Everyone but Deadshot. Frost had iced him to the ground during their fight. He was trapped. Helpless.
You don't run.
You don't scare me.
You don't know me.
Pal, I've met dozens like you. Men with worlds to lose, struggling to hold it all together. You want to know what kind of a man I am?
Enlighten me.
A man with nothing to lose.
It was then that Lawton pulled out two grenades, one in each fist, a wild grin on his face.
You're wasting my time.
No, I'm just buying them some.
Lawton, no!
Find my daughter. Take care of her.
I drew back my bow, ready to let off a shot at Black Adam, but in less than a second, Deadshot's body was ripped from the ice and thrown across the sky. The twin blasts of the grenade shook the forest, and then silence. Nothing but the gentle rustling of the trees. Black Adam just floated there, grinning at his work. That's when my legs stopped working.
Ollie, we have to move!
Dinah, she was right. She pulled me along. The jungle was a blur around me. I lost all sense of direction, but we were running. Together.
Frost! Croc! Anyone on comms?
I hear you. What the hell was that?
No time! You two need to get back to the prison. Pick up Count Vertigo.
And what will you do?
Black Adam's on us. We'll try to keep him distracted until you make it out.
You don't think you're going to survive this, do you?
I don't know what to think. Ali, you with me?
Yeah. I'm with you.
Can we get a hold of Harley?
Let me see. Harley, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Have Grodd take you into the city. Find the Caged God. He might be our only chance.
Caged God?
I told you I'd explain everything.
We're on it.
We're on what?
Welcome to the Suicide Squad, pal. We have a mission. A classic prison break. We tear into the city, unleash your godfriend, and get the hell out of here.
It would be my pleasure. After this is done, we're even.
Deal. So what's the fastest way in? The entire city's a wall.
The front gate.
Brilliant.
Kondark is a very limited defense force. There shouldn't be more than a few who could stop us. They'll all pay for what he did to my people.
I'm right behind you. Literally. Do we just knock?
Leave that to me.
Now doesn't seem like an appropriate time to meditate.
I'm not meditating. I'm searching for the nearest mine with access to the door. There you are.
Holy crap, it worked! Hey, you've never controlled my mind, have you?
Trust me, I don't want to be in your head.
Aw, you're gonna make me blush.
Huh? What was that? You! Who goes there?
Girl Scouts! Here's your freaking cookies! That sounds like a lot more than just a couple guys.
We have to silence them. They'll alert Black Adam to our plan.
Need a hand?
Frosty! It's you!
Yeah, don't call me that.
Enough talk! We have skulls to crack!
I couldn't agree more.
I'll get you in close. We'll do this together.
Like a family!
You can't hide forever! I watched these jungles grow. My birth was centuries before the oldest tree here.
Does he ever stop talking?
No, but be quiet. So what's the next move?
Canary cry, disorient him, and then we make a run for it?
Tried it. Didn't do anything.
Boxing glove arrow?
Life or death situation, Oliver.
I know. I'm thinking.
I know who you are, Queen. Even your name, a title of power. How you use that power is baffling.
Don't listen to him. He's trying to draw us out.
All that wealth. Your company. You could push advancements in your society that would save lives. You could fund research into miracle cures, solve the hunger problem, rebuild entire cities.
Oliver?
I heard the warning in her voice, the fear behind it, but as I looked at my pretty bird, the woman I still planned to marry, I had to smile. Trust me.
Instead, you dress up in green tights and play Robin Hood. You think you're making a difference.
Hey, I do make a difference.
There.
You must be one of the most powerful people on the planet, and I didn't even know who you were until yesterday.
I have no need for fame, only duty to my people.
Oh, cut the shit. We know why you're hiding. Because you know that if the world knew who you really were, they'd blow this whole damn place to kingdom come.
And I would pulverize them.
Oh, not with the likes of Superman around.
Superman? You think I fear him? I've conquered gods.
Is it the gods you fear? Like Wonder Woman?
The Amazon wouldn't last a second. The only reason you still breathe is because I find your tantrums mildly entertaining.
But what about the god locked away in your basement?
What? How did you know about the boy?
Us tourists are very observant.
And extremely fragile.
In the blink of an eye, Adam was on him, his hands around Oliver's throat, with a slam to the ground that shook the earth. He had him completely pinned as Oliver struggled in his grasp.
I murdered your friends, orphaned their children, and you think it wise to mock me?
Stop it!
There she is. You know, for a while my plan was to kill her first. Make you watch. But the more I've spent time with Dinah, I see why you're so fond of her. Perhaps I'll keep her.
If you so much as touch her...
You'll what? You're just a man in a world of gods.
Teth, Adam, stop this! We'll do whatever you want!
Oh, but this is what I want. And after you're dead, Arrow, I'll find what's left of your friends I haven't murdered, and I'll watch them beg before I split their skulls.
You talk too much. Dinah, now!
Everybody, this is Ray from Who Would Win Masters, and I know that regardless if you're part of the Legion of Audience, Rainiacs, or even a Crit Master, you take your online privacy seriously. And if you haven't been doing that, I want to take a moment to talk to you about NordVPN, who helps sponsor this episode. I personally use NordVPN when I want to watch stuff that's streaming not in my region. That's why I got the service. I recently watched an AEW pay-per-view event that I was not able to stream here in Los Angeles. How did I do it? I used NordVPN to change my digital location. It was really easy to do, and it worked brilliantly. I wouldn't be talking about NordVPN if I didn't use it myself. Anyway, I just found out through this ad campaign that NordVPN did a collab with Marvel Comics to make a digital motion comic called The Only Certainty Is Change that features the Avengers. And I'll be honest, I thought it was some good fun. I got a big laugh when Tony Stark realized that he done messed up by connecting his Iron Man suit to a network without using a VPN. All right. I thought that was fun. Gold, honestly. But you can check out this full comic yourself no matter where you are in the world by switching your virtual location with NordVPN. We love Marvel heroes everywhere, but you can be a hero to your whole family by protecting them digitally with NordVPN. NordVPN protects your private data, passwords, and online identity from all those villains online. You know who they are. You can take advantage of the exclusive NordVPN deal right now at https://nordvpn.com/whowouldwin. Try risk-free with our 30-day money-back guarantee. You'll find the link in the description. Go check out that comic. It's a hoot.
This is where we part ways.
You mean the Count's in that prison?
We all were. And your guys in there?
I'm sure of it.
Then hey, I'll see you on the other side.
Come on! We ain't got all day!
See you on the other side, Frosty!
Let's go, Croc.
You taking the lead, Grodd?
This way. Hurry!
It's the intruders! All men, fire!
Awesome.
Done. Chomp them.
They don't make guards like they used to.
It's about the time you got here. Is the deal complete? Where's Canary?
The deal's off. We're doing this our way now.
Canary's fighting off Teth Adam. Can you stand?
Hardly. But you seem strong.
Does your vertigo emitter still work?
Like a charm.
Good. If we have any problems, I want them dizzy.
Just get me out of here.
Are you Dr. Smith?
No, I had nothing to do with this.
Shame. Is anyone here, Dr. Smith? Or no, Dr. Smith? We just really need his key card to get into the next room.
This is futile. Just let me do it.
Oh yeah, your mind reading powers. Why didn't I think of that?
Her. She's Dr. Smith.
A lady doctor! Welcome to the club, Smith. Don't worry, I'm not gonna kill ya. Just need the key card.
Quit playing around and open the door.
Always in such a hurry. What's behind this door anyway? Oh my god!
God.
He's still alive? How is that even possible?
I'm sure you'd be happy to tell us what he's need.
Well, do your thing. I can hear more guys coming.
This shouldn't take long. I just need a little more time.
Hey! Who turned out the lights?
Step aside.
Huh? That was incredible. You know, I think we could use someone like you in our squad.
Where is he? Where is Black Adam?
He's outside the city somewhere. There are people who need you.
Utterly ineffective.
Yeah? I'll try this then.
The boxing glove? Really?
What? It's a classic! Besides, I might have to use all of them if we're gonna draw this out long enough.
That's your plan? Run through the jungle, shooting arrows at a god until it catches us.
Yeah! Which one sounds good next? Acid-tipped or the net arrow?
Mm-mm. Try the knockout gas.
Oh, of course. Why didn't I think that? I turned back to shoot, but Black Adam was already at our heels. He had a look in his eye that my mind could hardly process as his gaze turned from me to Dinah. He lashed forward and swatted her in the back, spiraling her body into the air and into the thick trunk of a tree. I stopped in my tracks and stared, my entire body trembling as my fist tightened around my bow. Dinah? Dinah! I'll kill you! I swung my bow at him like a bat, the entire thing splintering across his face upon impact. But the second the bow shattered, my fist started flying. I pulled out every trick Dinah had ever taught me. Kicks! Punches! Was I planning on hurting him? Or did I just want this all to be over? We'd lost so much already. Cauldron, Batman, Deadshot. I couldn't stand to lose Dinah too.
All of you. So shy to accept that which is already gone. I've lived centuries. I've watched empires rise and fall. Everyone I've ever loved has turned to ash before me. Trust me, you'll grow numb to it eventually.
Punching, it was like punching a brick wall, but I couldn't even feel it anymore. My bloody knuckles pounded against his chest again and again and again.
Enough.
And with a small shove, he sent me spinning across the ground, landing in a heap next to Dinah's body. Dinah, can you hear me? Please, Dinah, look at me. Look at me, pretty bird, look at me! Please.
She's gone, Arrow. But I'm nothing if not merciful. You may join her now.
His fists crackled with energy. I shut my eyes. I was done fighting gods and madmen. I just wanted to be back in bed the morning of my birthday with her. But before the blow came, the earth shook and there was silence.
You! You escaped?
How long has it been? How long have you held me in there?
I opened my eyes to see another figure, shrouded in smoke and lightning, had landed. His suit looked identical to Black Adam's, only it was a bright red with a short white and gold cape. His energy looked identical as well. I pulled Dinah's body close, a pit growing in my stomach. I knew what happened next would decide whether or not we ever made it home. The two beings circled each other. Electricity dancing around their bodies, shredding the ground and trees into ash and dust. Every muscle rippling as they prepared for war. A clash of the gods.
Arrow Canary. Part 7. Run. Written, directed, edited, and produced by Matthew Dawson. The cast list for this episode by order of appearance include Crystal Storm as Black Canary, Adam Kornman as Green Arrow, Damon Alums as Black Adam, Joy Sarlis as Deadshot, Stacy Clifton as Killer Frost, Ryan Yoshitani as Killer Croc, Ify as Harley Quinn, Dante Majors as Gorilla Grodd, Maxadrian Burton as Count Vertigo, and Dylan Duck as Captain Marvel. If you would like to connect with us, please find us on Twitter at Mortalverse. We are also on YouTube at Mortalverse Audio Dramas. This production is the effort of Mortalverse Audio Dramas and its volunteering associates. It is in no way affiliated with or representative of Warner Brothers or DC Comics and their characters. This project was created by the fans, for the fans, to show our appreciation towards this franchise. This project has been released for free. Thank you to everyone who helped bring this project to life. Mortalverse Audio Dramas will always be grateful for your time and dedication to this project. Dedicated to Kevin Dawson.